Get out of here, Joe. What are y'all doing?
Damn, son. Finish him.
What part of this
shit?
You're
smoking reefer?
Get out of here, Dewey.
Can't you smell it?
I so had to get this
bitch from the
olive
green cane.
I put my team up on my belt, we ballin' like it's playoffs. I'm lightly doing burnouts.
Yes, sir.
You said this is a white boy, right?
Yes, sir. Named Oliver.
Okay, Oliver.
Not fitting the description of whatsoever. Yeah, he sounds harder than Jack Harlow.
Go ahead. How's everybody doing? Welcome back to Dope Info.
Episode 184. 1-8.
Y'all remember what we did for the 100th episode?
Nah.
I feel like we did something.
Never?
Maybe not. Or like, I don't know. I feel like we did something. Maybe not.
I mean, we probably should have, but.
Oh, we going to do something for that 200, though.
We roll right through it. Okay, call that account. Get that paper up.
Mm-hmm.
You already know, man. It's a Dope Info pod, like you said. This is B-More right here.
B-Some here.
Chill Will the Goat, Blue the Bear, and I got a new name, Headband Wilson, when I step on that basketball court. You know?
Headband Wilson, yeah. It's definitely fit the description there.
Yeah. And shout out to Minnie, she said I look like Jeezy from 05 when I got my headband on.
How's everybody doing today, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man.
Nice Friday evening.
Yeah, I had a great lunch. It was good as shit.
Okay. Well, you probably got some shout outs. You always got somebody shout out to homies.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to do a lot of shout outs. Shout out to my man KJ. Shout out to my man J-Mo Keys. And shout out to my man Georgie.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Georgie, man.
Gio.
Shout out to his sister Tierra.
Shit get hectic.
Yeah. Shout out to shout out to my man Spurrow for all the jokes.
You don't want it.
Shout out to Jamar's son. Y'all look just alike. Y'all two twins. Jamar.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Same noggin and everything.
Said noggin. That's funny.
Yeah. And also, for the women's month.
Pull the screw up.
Okay.
My bad.
Shout out to my man. Sorry for that. We're doing a women's acknowledgement. She gets a shout out, Winsome Earl Sears, and she's testing what's going on in Virginia about there's a lot of questions in the curriculum that are like very, very biased. So she's gonna be challenging that. So shout out to her for fixing that.
Okay. Definitely shout out to that random person.
Man, so I got a couple shout outs. Shout out to my niece Rollins today, her birthday.
Yep. Shout out to
her. They out on the little Disney cruise right now. Bree out there too. That's why she ain't running around.
How old
right
is
now.
She?
Shit, Robin just turned 3, dog. Yeah.
That Disney cruise, that Disney tight. Cruise look lit different. On the commercials, yo. They got the slides.
Shit, different, dog.
Yeah.
So, do that joint like stop places or they just keep going?
So Disney has its own island.
Oh,
so fair. They go to Disney Island and then they go to the Bahamas and somewhere else.
How long they gone for?
They left Wednesday, come back Monday.
Okay.
Nice. I'll be scared to go to Disney Island, man. You might never make it home.
Man.
Be stuck on a, it's a world, was it? It's a small world after all. Just be stuck on that shit like, how the fuck did I get
a fucking turn?
How did I end up working at this motherfucker? Yeah, that's what's up. Man, shout out to everybody that's being true to themselves, man. That's all I got this week.
Yeah.
Just be you.
Did y'all? Okay, so we gonna get right into it. Did you hear about my man Flo Rida winning his winning a court case against Celsius,
like $85 million, something like that.
That water company. 6. It's an energy drink.
Yeah, same shit.
Yeah, that's a big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga got never make one more song. He's a fucking billionaire,
he
probably.
Wrecked. Yeah, he been got out. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, Chameleon is like that too.
Same way in the second shit, yeah.
But it's crazy because Flo Rida made all that bread off music.
Yeah,
that's true.
Then, yeah, he got some of the biggest hits ever. You couldn't even name one of them.
A fucking monster, dog. Like,
yeah.
Because he made like that, you know, that poppy dance club music shit.
Yeah. He's like Black John Cena.
That's true. He had that. He had like a little bit of that LL Cool J vibe with the.
You know,
he
look,
hey,
he
kinda, oh song, like them type of songs. You know what I mean?
Oh, get like, your head right, boom.
Yeah. Shit that's gonna ring off. Like,
they call me Big L.A.
Yo, yeah. He,
and he but didn't he perform in the Super Bowl too?
Big,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Probably sure.
I'm sure at some point.
Yeah, he probably came out there with DJ Khaled or some shit.
You either gonna win with us or you gonna watch us win. But you know what? Shout out to Khaled. That's a hell of a saying, though. I like that, though.
Shit, speaking of, you talking about lawsuits, did y'all have 50 Cent win a lawsuit?
What'd he do? What happened?
You know, he petty shit. So somebody he was in business with, you know, he was doing a little look at brand deals or whatever. And one of his former employees who was like, I guess, running the books was on some shit.
Oh, I did see that. He stole
he
some
dragged
money.
Him, he dragged him out of like a couple million. So 50 sued him. And like, if he don't pay up the money, 50 can like take his house and shit. So of course 50... online talking shit and shit.
Yeah, you probably
like,
putting
on your house. I need my shit by Monday. I'm coming in the spot. He said he gonna leave the family pictures up though. 50's next set.
That's wild because a nigga have all these liquor brands and champagne. You ain't never seen none of that right. Shit nowhere. But where you seen Branson?
I see it on the internet.
That nigga 50 had us drinking fucking what was that shit?
Effing.
Oh, y'all was drinking that
power.
Shit.
I mean,
Effing
like,
vodka.
It was more so like we was watching the show when it first came in on Power. Yeah. We was like, yeah,
they
yeah.
was probably drinking on the show too, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. Now the first couple seasons of Power, nigga was like, that shit was different, bro. Nigga was like,
niggas was sitting around.
Nah, for real, niggas just had power parties, shit. Dog. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Do they ever bust into a rap song or sing on that? Like,
Nah.
They say
like
this
that.
Is a big rich town.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah, nah, that's funny.
Speaking of rappers, man, you see the latest news with Rick Ross and shit.
No. About his cow or something went to the
nah,
neighbor's
this nigga's
or...
got buffaloes.
Buffaloes.
Yeah, it's buffaloes, right?
Same thing, basically.
Yeah. Buffaloes are so much bigger. They said that the buffalo was just roaming the streets, and he was like, he said, I think he's thanking his neighbors for bringing them back.
He's smart, though. You know why he got them animals and shit? For tax purposes.
Yeah, for sure. And they maintain the grass and shit. So he calls this ranch the Promised Land. It's in Fayetteville, Georgia and shit.
Yeah, fucking Holyfield's old crib.
Oh yeah, true. He did move into that joint. So he put the Instagram story out. He said, I always return stray animals. Make sure you always put a collar on your animals. And mine don't have a collar. Cause you know it's mine. So when you see my buffalo, give it a carrot. Give it an apple. They so kind. They so peaceful.
And I can hear this nigga saying, he said it right. You can hear this nigga.
Thank you, everybody.
You already know.
All my neighbors, y'all the best. The nigga said, you should always put the collars on the animals, but if you see one without the collar, it's mine.
Because
I don't put the collars on my animals like I tell everybody else to put the collars on the animals.
You know, some people would, man, what's the, Yeah, chill. Just like when niggas in the fraternities get the
brands.
They would brand some people brand their cattle.
Yeah, that's where shit came from. Well, I know what came from slaves.
Yeah. I mean that's what we was looked at as.
Yeah. Call himself Rodeo Rick.
Oh shit, that's Rodeo Rick.
Ain't funny as shit. Oh man. So I guess moving like in parallel with the rapper shit, y'all remember Afro Man, Because I Got High, that could be y'all fucking, our theme song on this shit.
I was going to
So, this nigga he lived somewhere, I think in Georgia too, yeah, he was mining
his. Probably from Georgia somewhere down there.
I think he's from Cali.
Okay.
But he, this was Ohio, Adams County, Ohio. So, the fucking sheriff's office out there raided his crib in August 22. And they was looking for a bunch of shit. They had in the warrant. They was looking for narcotics, of course. And kidnapping. That was on the warrant. So they busting that joint. They ain't find shit. They didn't find a drop of weed, son. They found nothing in this nigga's house. Kicked his door down, all this shit. So he been in litigation with these niggas.
try to get his shit repaired and try to be made whole.
And that was the thing, though. Like, they don't come in there on no bullshit. Like, nah, when they come in that bitch, they gonna fuck your shit up.
Yep.
They be mad. Like, they'll fuck your shit up more if they don't find something.
And they ain't find shit.
Like, so I know they destroyed this
shit.
The
kicker is, and the best part of the story is, this nigga had, like, 100 surveillance cameras in the crib.
So he got the whole thing on lock.
Every single second, the niggas was stealing his money. The niggas, he caught the bitch cutting the camera line. So she cut the camera line and they probably stole some more shit. Mm-hmm. This nigga made a song.
About it.
Two songs.
About it.
And put the footage of the raid in the video. It is classic, actually sweet. The video.
Look it up.
It's called "Will You Help Me Repair My Door." It's funny as shit. And it's like, so now, guess what's happening now?
He dropped another track about it?
No, I said he already dropped two. So guess what's happening now?
You got the mixtape, DJ Drama.
No, nigga. Guess what's happening? Guess what will be the response?
What?
From the police. Guess what their response is?
What they hating on?
They're suing him. They're suing him for putting out the video, the footage of him.
Very typical.
Adams County Sheriff Deputy suing Afro Man for commercial use of surveillance video from raid on his home.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So they're saying that basically it embarrassed him. They suffer humiliation, ridicule, mental distress, embarrassment, and loss of reputation.
That's what happens when you don't do your fucking job. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna play a little bit of this shit. This shit funny as hell.
Well, I know narcotics, but why kidnapping?
Oh, this shit crazy. Let me
ask it's like a fucking.
Any kidnapping victims inside my pockets?
These niggas,
they got the classics too.
They went all in the suit pockets and everything, bro.
Got the green room, unless that's just a light.
Shout out to Afro Man, you got a nice crib too.
Dog, they did not find any. Well, they didn't find enough weed to charge him with.
I'm wondering they got the intel from.
Yeah, dog. That's what he's trying to say. He actually don't even care. He just like fix my shit. Breaking his gate open.
You should care. I mean, not saying like I guess you want your shit fixed too, but like look at that shit. But nah, that's just like some random ass.
I mean, they probably just, he rapper and they go fucking find out and they know he know from weed stuff.
Or they quote unquote got a sorry ass tip off and they got a name. You know what I'm saying? I heard about shit like that. I'm doing my research.
Maybe they somebody told him that this is where the shit's going on and they went there, nothing was there. Like,
yeah.
You know,
got the shout out to the crib too, though. That joint lace. You got the TV, the stove.
Yes. I mean, that's like basic.
That joint lace.
If you ain't got a TV and a stove in the crib,
this nigga said the TV and the stove.
That might be the title.
You fucking balling. That's funny as shit. That's like, that's how that joint from Abbott Elementary got started. That was like the first skit she made. She said she went to the movie theater with the nigga. Nigga started buying popcorn and candy and shit. Like, oh, you rich.
That's funny. I just finished the first season today.
The first season, okay. Yeah.
So I mean, how many is what? Three now?
The third one is about to end now, yep.
It's about to end, okay. So yeah, I just finished the first joint. So I'm at the point where like her and
it
her
might be the second season actually.
I'm not think probably so I know
I think the second season.
It's on HBO Max and like normally once the season's over they'll put it on there.
It's on HBO Max, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm watching on Hulu.
Oh, I mean, it's probably all over the place, but it's definitely I only got Hulu.
Yeah, but, they got all type of partnerships and shit. All them niggas.
Yeah, I'm at the part where she break up with her boyfriend and shit. He trying to go to New York and shit. He rapping.
Zach Fox, yeah, he's funny as shit. Hilarious. I fucks with Zach Fox. Mm-hmm. He actually rap for real. He like kind of like a comedy.
Conrad.
I mean, he funny. He do stand up too, but he rap also. He make music. He funny as shit.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't know. So what y'all think about, I don't know if y'all seen or heard, Tank, y'all heard what Tank said?
The singer guy?
Nah, the
Tank, boxer.
Boxer, yeah.
Oh, no. Nah.
He's not, you talk about when he was talking about, what'd he say? He's a nice kid? He said, he's a nice kid, he ain't ready for it?
Nah.
Something like that?
Nah. Somebody tweeted out, Tank and Tyson are two completely different fighters. And Tank said, definitely. He's basically said, definitely, I agree, but I'm more skilled than Tyson.
Who's Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
Why are they comparing these two?
I'm probably because the niggas got one hit knockout power. They, you know, probably only thing I really could think is I like they were the same weight class, but I probably just because nigga named Tyson, they called Tank Baby Tyson because it be laying niggas down.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
he don't fight nothing like Tyson though. I mean, I guess yeah, like Tyson, yeah.
I mean, they you know both short.
He said
they're only shorter than that fighter. Yeah,
he said the difference. Oh, he was more skilled, is what he said.
More skilled. It's almost like. It's almost, I don't think it's that crazy. It's almost like somebody saying that Kobe's more skilled than Jordan. It's like, maybe. Like, you know what I mean? More fun to be like.
Yeah, I just think they fight differently. Like, Tyson in the heavyweights, he couldn't afford to, like, feel the niggas out, like, and lose the first couple rounds like Tank does. You know, that where he getting the niggas time and then he get that counterpunch and shit. Mike couldn't afford that. Mike was more aggressive. Mike would go at the nigga first and right. Step up on him. And he was fighting much less skilled people too.
Come on, Mike?
Yes. And Mike was sure. Skilled, very skilled. For sure. But he was fighting against Kane. It's different
when niggas is getting Mike rolls. Right,
if you look, Mike's fucking resume is nasty, yo. He fought, the niggas he beat were fucking canned.
It was like, more so just the excitement of
yeah, you, no, it was a spectacle. Going and
taking niggas' head off in one shot, like
I'm not mad at the spectacle, but if you actually look, anytime he fought a good fighter, he got his ass whooped. That's he
funny.
Lost.
You know what? That's funny. You said that Buster Douglas, Evander Holyfield.
And I ain't even Lennox talk Lewis. About Buster Douglas because that was a lucky punch. That was a punch. Evander Holyfield whooped his ass. Lennox Lewis whooped his ass.
You got a nothing. Have you, do you know Teddy Atlas, right?
Did he fight? He never fought Lennox Lewis. I just made
Tyson?
That up.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyson? Yeah. Way later in his career. He was way late. You know what I mean? Yeah, I remember
you guys, you ever listen to, you guys ever listen to Teddy Atlas?
I've heard him talk, like giving interviews and stuff. Yeah, yeah. I know.
One thing he said about.
He probably got a podcast and all that shit.
He said the same thing you said about Mike Tyson. When he went up against official boxers like an Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, get his ass beat. Somebody that was not scared of him.
Yeah, somebody who wasn't scared of him. That was the main thing. Like somebody who wasn't scared of him.
This is a boxing ring. This is not a
boxing ring. That had the battle. I'm not afraid of you, nigga.
This is not the yard. It's a boxing ring. Yeah, and I'm better than you. And I'm about to beat your ass.
And Teddy Atlas talked about that, and he also talked about how Evander Holyfield was more skilled and prepared for that fight. You know, Tyson, he had a lot of outside the ring issues. When Holyfield,
of course,
he took it more serious though. And I said, you know what? I'm not gonna lie to you, yo.
He just wasn't better than them niggas, man. Like he was good for what he was.
Yeah, that's funny you said that. Evander was knocking shit out though, even though he's a man of God though. He was knocking shit out.
Yeah, shut up.
Literally the whole point. But yeah.
He said he's a man of God.
Nah, but you know,
God ordered this knockout for your ass, nigga.
George Foreman Amen. Too. He was a little spiritual. You know, he was all in the whole thank you God and being humble and all that.
Yeah, so was Mike. Nigga was on his ding, nigga. He was praying, especially when he got out.
True.
Come out with that all black on with the towel around.
It's true. I eat his kids.
I want to eat your kids. I want your wife, nigga. Your daughter. Sleep, nigga.
I am the conqueror. Alec
so I guess speaking of prison or whatever, I saw this story right here. We have a lot of stories, it seems like, from a few places, you know. It's like Florida, of course.
Florida, man.
California, which is huge. That makes sense.
Texas.
And Texas, of course, because it's all giant places. But for some reason, we have a lot of from y'all seven cities down there. They be wilding down there, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like some Bermuda Triangle shit. So
no doubt, something from Newport definitely, News. Definitely something in the water.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to y'all girls for making the tournament and shit. Mm-hmm. I think they got the ass whooped, but I saw.
At least we got.
I saw. I was at a bar and I saw they
played like the. I think the number one seed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
First game.
And from what I heard. Somehow y'all got cheated by Howard or something. Something happened with Howard in that championship game. That was you that said that, though.
No, I said we got beat because they had these big men.
Oh, okay, okay.
They had these
big men. So in Newport News,
bad news.
Two inmates fucking escaped from prison with a toothbrush and some kind of metal object. They dug a hole through the wall.
Oh, these niggas on some Shawshank Redemption shit.
Prison break, nigga. Got the fuck up out of there.
Yeah,
dog.
Okay, niggas innovative for real.
So, yeah. Hold the phone. Oh, but wait, there's more. So, these niggas get caught a few hours later.
Come on, dog. Y'all just put months into doing that shit and y'all get caught up. Go ahead.
Guess where they got caught at, dog. So, you're about to be even more mad. All right, so before I give that, because y'all ain't heard the story, that's even better.
Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Where would you go? Like, if you broke out of prison, you know you probably about to get caught. Let's just keep it in the realm of food. You broke out of prison.
I'm on my way.
Anywhere you can go, you want to eat the best food you can get because you know you about to get caught. So it's like, I'm about to go. Cause they got caught at a food place.
I'm thinking, what is y'all niggas going to?
You said McDonald's.
I'm thinking, what's y'all niggas
wrong with you?
Son? Y'all ain't got no bread. Like,
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm always,
shit. Real quick on some food shit.
Yeah, I'm out of prison. I know I'm going back, and I just want to eat this real quick. Cause you know,
7-Eleven.
You gotta hit the buffet somewhere.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta hit the buffet somewhere. Somewhere where it's like a buffet.
You a sick nigga. And you want to escape from prison and go to 7-Eleven?
He want one of them big dogs. He want them quarter pounder hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick nigga, son.
And a whole pizza. A whole greasy ass pizza.
You can get that inside.
Yeah, that's the same shit. It's probably better in there. You a sick nigga, man. So these goofy ass niggas.
I'm going to the buffet somewhere and then running out on that bill.
Okay. Yeah, no bread. And then leave it. Just wait until you get caught. Sit there and eat and just get caught. So these dumbass niggas would have probably been with Wilson and shit. They get caught at IHOP.
Oh, no.
They broke out of jail and got caught in fucking IHOP. Like, what the fuck, bro?
It was a jail or a prison?
Prison. Yeah. Well, no, it says the Newport News Jail Annex. Okay.
So then it's a jail.
Yeah, but these niggas, you know, now that they escape, they gonna get more time.
The prison is gonna be out like some random ass place where ain't too much around, but the little jail.
Yeah.
I might have been the first thing they joined. That's the first thing they seen.
I took my ass to the most expensive shit and ran the fuck. I just sat there like that, you said, man. These niggas is dumb. This nigga said 7-Eleven, bro. I'm gonna pray for you, man.
I'm trying to get to Mexico. I just need something quick. So we got to get to Mexico. That's the goal.
Nah, ain't no Mexico, man. These niggas are in Ohio, bro. What did it say? Newport News. Yeah, that's even worse.
Shit, nigga.
Either way, what you going to run to Mexico?
A few hours later, though, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. Niggas got to have better
plans.
Yeah, better ambitions, bro. You broke out. And the first thing you thought was some fucking silver dollar pancakes.
So I don't know. This really ain't been talked about. I don't know, like I guess you call it mainstream news. Shit, you know, they don't really be reporting on all the shit we need to know about. But I don't know if you heard, Saudi Arabia and Iran made a peace deal.
Nah, I actually did.
And who crazy nigga? I just heard about it. I forget. I was watching it's a show on Showtime. It's called The Circus. It's basically what they be doing, like they be talking about politics and shit, but making it in a funny way or whatever. But so China brokered the deal between them or not? Believe it or not.
Hmm.
So China looking like the good big brother and shit, and they talking about it's a pack. I forget the name of, but it's basically like it's now Iran, Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, Brazil, and one other country. They're all like. You know they got the
it's not OPEC, is it?
Nah, but you know it's called like it's something like Brink or Brun or some shit.
Okay.
But you know they got like NATO and shit. So these what I just said, Brazil, China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, they about to form together, and those six countries are the biggest oil producing countries in the world.
Correct.
And they talking
about OPEC is. It's like an oil chain.
Right.
And that's funny.
That's who they got? Me? Back to me?
Yeah.
And so they also about Also talking about China, I forget what China's currency is called, like the yen or some shit like that.
Yen. Yeah.
They're trying to make the yen more powerful and the U.S. dollar less powerful.
Of course.
And then with everything that's going on with these banks crashing and shit.
Of course. Now here's the
Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. That's OPEC. So what you talking about sounds very similar. That's like just it's like a new similar, version.
Yeah. And speaking of China, did you know they're I look into this also. They're building a hypersonic generator that could build nuclear weapons too. Though
who's doing that?
China. They're gonna start building. It's called a hypersonic generator. And you know, to get those nuclear weapons off, you know they need a lot of power. Look into that shit, yo. That shit is kind of scary, man. How these countries are formulating it. You got China, then North Korea. They set off another missile.
Mm-hmm.
Shiki, you know, just pay attention to that. That's all. Just pay attention to that. That's all.
World War III is way closer than people think of.
Correct.
They don't talk about that shit, but like.
Correct.
Shit could pop off at any second.
Correct.
That's some wild shit.
Correct. Also, did you hear about Google announces its new AI features in Gmail? They're going to start putting it in Gmail, Docs, Sheets, and Slides. You're going to start seeing more AI features. So shout out to our people in the tech world. You know, we'll start looking into that. That's very, very interesting. But I want to talk to y'all about this, though. I saw an article, and it's called 5 Reasons Why You Should Not Give Your Children Your Business or Inherit Your Business. Hear me out. Number one, tell me what y'all think. They need to be free to discover their own life purpose. That's one of the reasons why they...
Facts.
Okay. Number two, family business leads to unfaithful lifestyles and trends.
I'm not sure what that means, but facts.
Okay.
What's an unfaithful lifestyle?
Okay. Say, prime example, somebody's the owner of a team, soccer team. And what happens is,
oh shit! You went there. I thought you was talking about dry cleaning on the corners.
Okay, we can do dry. We can do dry.
So you saying like not somebody not showing up to work?
No. Running the business to the ground. So like, say if somebody inherited a soccer team or even the cleaners, how about that? The family that's passed down to the next generation aren't responsible of it. You know what I'm saying? Like we created something for you. It's like passing the torch, but you're not even running with the torch. You're not doing what you're supposed to do.
But I mean, that goes back to number one too, because you know, you pretty much predestined in what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
And not everybody's gonna be happy.
You gotta know your personnel.
I might not want to run this fucking dry cleaning.
Might not want to run it. You know, they might not be fit to run it. But it's something that you could talk to them as they coming up and shit, and then something you know that they could do.
Yeah,
good at it, but it's I feel like you're saying not just to just you, because you had a bit. I'm just gonna leave it to you just because you motherfucker, like you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I guess that's kind of what the goal is when like these people start these small joints, you know? Because it's like when I do this and then I make it to make a family. I mean, to make a living for all of us. Like, who's gonna run it when I die? You know what I mean? It's not
leaving your shit too, like buying a house.
Yeah. So it's like.
It's more so preparing your kids to run it right.
Right.
That should be the goal.
Sell that shit.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, that should be an option also, like you said, because everybody not fit to run it. I might be good at getting this shit to sell for, market this motherfucking cash out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it might make more sense.
Exactly,
doing that.
Exactly. Cash out.
Like, if you know your child will fuck up the business and bring it down, then shit, just cash out it.
Yeah, that is deep. I ain't never really think about that. People that have businesses that motherfucking pass them down.
I got another one for you. I saw one. Family and money don't always mix. Kind of like what you brought into. Family and money don't always mix. Another one was nobody understands what really has to go through the day-to-day operations, and nobody likes nepotism. Another one was avoid interest, inherited conflict of interest. So what happens is what they meant by number five was that, so I'm your cousin. So you left that business for Brehan. All that I done for you, B, we not family. Remember, he got game. Remember, I love you, B. Remember, why you get a family? Why you give it to Bree? Why you give it to, why you ain't leave it for me? After all that we've been through, look at me, B. We've been through this. We've been through this. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't know you really had to deal with that.
More money, more problems, dog.
Yeah, that must be some good ass weed, B. Because you, B more, you had that shit for like.
I charge $25 an hour for the babysitting, baby. $25 an hour. I'll bill you when I leave.
Some baby oil.
That's cool. I bill you when I leave. Don't worry about it. I babysit that joint right for you. Make sure it's smoking good.
Oh, also another thing I want to talk about. I saw this on CNN. a lot of investors are losing their faith in crypto, like Bitcoin, the Ethereum experience has gone bad.
Banks just closed because of that.
So fuck Jake Paul and who was it? Lindsay Lohan, I think it was. They're getting federal charges on some cryptocurrency scams. Yeah.
Hey yo, Lindsay Lohan, shit. What? Didn't she get into some shit before this?
I mean, she just been kind of cracked out for like the last 15 years. Or something okay. Like that. Nothing major. Looking all crazy and shit.
Same old, same, you know.
Jake Paul just going to pay that shit off. I don't know what the fuck Lindsay Lohan, she about to go to jail. She ain't got that bread to pay it off the motherfucking FTC. Well, I think that's what it is. Federal Trade Commission.
Yep.
Yeah. She about to be fucked.
Yeah.
But Jake Paul, he come, man. This nigga is, he's making money. Oh, them fucking fight promotions is legit now, man.
For sure.
Yeah,
I got dummies buying that shit.
Yeah, I know some dummies buying.
Couldn't
that
be me,
shit.
Dog. Like,
yeah, I mean, I mean, a little bootleg, a bootleg here and there, still ain't hurting them. Yeah, that's why I don't ever give him. He's making that money. Niggas are actually buying it. Niggas actually like him.
Hey yo, you yeah.
Somebody like him.
That's interesting.
Appreciate y'all for bringing my buffaloes back. Huh? I'm gonna cut a mohawk on my buffalo so you know it's mine.
Buffalo soldier.
Pears. As he was
pears. Shout out to the pear.
Pears. Did y'all hear about what my man Zuckerberg is planning
Zuckerberg.
On doing? He's about to do another round of layoffs. You know,
I heard a bunch of Amazon too.
Yeah,
Meta's done.
Them Amazon, and also look into this too. You know, a lot of tech companies are starting to lay people off.
I saw this lady that worked for Meta and shit. She said she made a video while all this was going on. She said she made like $300K and she wasn't doing shit. Like she ain't do nothing. Like she used to work there. I guess she moved on, obviously, because they would have fucking had her executed if she wasn't there. But, like, yeah, she said she made mad money doing bullshit. And it's just, like, they acting like, you know, they have, this is what's necessary. We have to cut it. But if you really think about it, like, all these niggas that's making these AIs and these robots and shit, they're just making them to take motherfuckers' jobs, to automate shit so they don't have to pay people. That's all they doing.
Where's that nigga from?
Y'all seen them videos of them damn, I think it's General Dynamics, them fucking robots be dancing and shit and cutting the rug. Like, why the fuck is you making a fucking robot that can
you
do
know
the goddamn cha-cha slide for
you? Know what the
like, why?
You know what the scary part? You know what the scary part was about them robots? The cops that are you going to use them.
Nigga, they're going to be the cops.
Yeah,
there ain't going to be no more cops.
They already got cop dogs with guns to kill people.
There ain't going to be no more cop dogs. What?
Yeah.
Dogs can't carry guns. What do you mean?
They got dogs. Little robots dog that got guns on them.
Oh, robot
like,
dogs.
Yeah,
okay.
Little robot.
He said like a dog was carrying a gun in his mouth and shit. He ran up to the house.
It look like a little dog though.
With a gun in his mouth.
On the ground, nigga.
Get on the ground, motherfucker. Yeah, that's shit.
And speaking of those type of dogs, a lot of people don't know if you shoot and you kill a dog, you know you're
like,
doing
like
time.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
It's like shooting a regular cop. That little regular cop. Crazy.
Correct. Shout out to Dr. Claude Anderson who talked about that very very enlightening video. I'm gonna post that up on Dope Info's video for us to watch. Dr. Claude Anderson, the GOAT.
Okay. It's hella GOATs, man.
I know, but I've been looking into him a lot recently. Yo, good dude, solid.
Yeah, I appreciate him, man. He talks some stuff that makes sense. Some nonsense.
Yeah. And that's funny you said that. He went on Charlamagne. He was talking to Charlamagne on what's the show? He has
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. He was on the Breakfast Club.
Who you talking about?
Dr. Claude Anderson. And he broke the whole shit down about what we need to be doing. All makes sense.
Y'all seen 6ix9ine?
Oh, he got the Randy Savage elbow.
Yeah, nigga was stomping. Nah, they gave him the stomp. Yeah, that's stomp why. Team. That's why I wore the
stomp team.
Austin y'all can't see me. I got the Stone Cold shirt on because he got a mud hole stomped in him in the corner and shit.
For sure.
But you know what's funny and shit? Well, not funny because whatever. But nigga said that he set it up.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was thinking about too. Like, who been? Why would you be in the gym by yourself, like,
with a bubble coat on and a sauna with some shorts on?
Maybe he trying to cut weight.
I mean, just period though. Like, you 6'9" nigga who be online shoulder niggas and shit, like,
and his bodyguards just happen to not be there
at the time, right?
Secret service or whatever, witness protection that he got or whatever the fuck. But it's like he ain't popping. So I wouldn't put it past him to hire somebody to stomp him out on some juicy, right, smooth that shit. Cause the nigga just stomping him in the joint, and one of them niggas had on hard bottoms and shit. Like, why you? Who in the gym with hard bottom shoes on? Come on, son.
Maybe he just came home. He got the butters on.
Like from the pen.
Yeah.
They don't wear hard. What the fuck, nigga? About, like, ain't nobody wearing hard bottoms in the pen.
You could have been coming from work, but yeah, I don't think you coming from work in some hard bottoms just to stomp 6'9" out.
And them niggas look like they was 40.
They were some old heads. I mean, not that, you know, we about to be 40, but like,
I do actually feel like old heads will probably be more likely to stomp him out than the younger boys. The younger boys will probably more ask for his autographs and shit.
The old heads, generation before us, probably wouldn't.
Some niggas that's like probably like 10, 12 years older than us that probably did some time, probably
out the game, and
they see that head just stomp his ass out. And you know what is funny? Because that is who's the prime demographic to wear hard bottoms in the gym, so that shit might be real. He might have really been in there working out in them hard bottoms.
I know that one kick to the ribs was real as a bitch.
Yeah, no, I know. I never disputed that he was getting stumped because he was getting stumped fuck out. You see his face.
He felt that.
They put the Martin face on him when Martin got beat up by Tommy Hearns and shit. So I never disputed the ass whooping was real. I just think he might have paid them to whoop his ass, and they was like, okay, good. Yeah,
paid y'all niggas too much.
Yeah,
paid y'all too much. Y'all,
I'm not paying overtime in this motherfucker. Relax.
For real, maybe you never know.
Hey,
but yeah, that rib shot was real for sure.
Yeah, no, he kicked the shit out of his ass. He was stomping the fuck. He had him in the corner too. He looked just like Stone Cold stomping his ass out, bro.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah. What?
And you know what the funny thing about it is?
I got to give you a shout out. You rode that one, my boy.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, he been in boot camp.
Okay, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
He been in camp.
Yeah, so we had to step his game up, man.
I went from, you need 50-50, to let us.
50-50?
No, not even 50-50. I remember when I
used to
Norfolk State, I'll start rolling, and Kenny would be like, hey, chill.
Just chill.
Exactly.
You don't need to worry about it, bro. I got you.
Hey, yo, listen, man.
Ain't no point in wasting that shit, my guy.
Yeah, exactly, yo.
Yeah.
Sparrow used to do it, too. Like, hey, yo, hey, stop while you ahead. Let me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I just seen this, some Black history. In 1985, today, The Last Dragon premiere. Y'all fuck with The Last Dragon? They say that joint?
Chameleon Leroy.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Damn, 85.
Ah, the prettiest.
Yeah, that joint's a classic.
Crazy.
Show enough.
Mad classic lines.
Am I the baddest?
It's crazy because, like, none of them niggas was really, like, actors for real. Like, you never saw any of them niggas in anything anymore for real.
Am I the baddest? Show enough.
Barry Gordy made that joint. There goes some women's history right there. Vanity. Prince was fucking. That was a man. Prince was the man. Prince was killing them joints.
Yeah. Apollonia.
5'2".
Yeah.
With some kinky boots on.
Yeah. And rest in peace, Charlie Murphy, because all them stories was true. And shout out to Shalamar, because all them hits was banging. Because remember Mickey Free used to be like, Charlie Murphy used to be like, Shalimar, they really did have them hits back in the day. I was talking to my parents about that. They was like, Shalimar was it back in the day.
Yeah, man. Shalimar, a couple of the tracks sound like a bunch of women and shit. Like one light-skinned nigga and his brothers and shit. Them niggas was tough. I guess I'll shout out to the Wizards, man. I went up to they had like a little pop-up shop at the arena until April 4th. They selling all the cherry blossom like jerseys and shit. They got the pink Wizards joining there. I bought the cherry blossom DC United joint, white joint with the cherry blossom trick. That shit's sick. But cherry they had the hockey joints, man, that they about to wear, but they not selling those, young. That's what I really wanted, man. That shit is, I'm gonna show you a picture when we get all that shit. It's so fucking hard. But yeah, if niggas wanna pull up and get some pink fucking shit, it's at the arena. And they said it's like a pop-up joint. While it's there, it's there.
Okay.
And they sell it. They sell it until it's gone, so. Okay. Yeah, that shit was dope. I fuck with that shit. That's like the dopest shit we probably had as a sports. That's like, you know, put everything together. Everybody except the goofy-ass Redskins. I did see that they putting together the team, the bottom niggas. Maddie Johnson joining that shit.
Right in, yeah. He has the Dodgers too, right?
Probably.
He probably on the air. Got stuck in
them. What y'all think about MJ trying to sell the Hornets?
See, it's time.
You know,
he said he was about to make like a cool couple bill off that shit.
You know, Kyle Hurd.
Who?
What's his dude? The Hurd on ESPN.
Colin Hurd.
Yeah, sorry, I said his name wrong. He was talking about it on ESPN, and he was talking about
FS1.
Did you see what he was talking about? Oh, he was talking about
what in particular?
About Michael Jordan. The reason why, and he had a valid point, and the reason why the Charlotte Bobcats are failing because ever since, if you know anything about Michael Jordan, it's been all about him. Have you ever noticed when most other athletes go into ownership, they have other investors around them to make it happen? He didn't do that. He thought he could actually take control. He could do it himself.
You could be really.
Because think about it, LeBron
really great at one thing, and not so good at another.
Correct. And LeBron, and he was talking about LeBron. You ever notice? When LeBron stepped into that soccer team, you ever notice he put people around him to make sure everything was straight, though?
That nigga is like a minority owner of that shit.
Don't matter, man. No, that's still big moves, anything. Though.
I mean, yeah, he get paid off of it for sure. He don't have no influence on anything that happens. He's just an investor. But he is a pretty big investor. They like, that's my squad and shit. They got like shoes for him and that's shit. They got jerseys. They made jerseys for him. But that's all business moves. He's not making any personnel decisions or any of that shit. He has no control over any of that.
So they lied to us.
No, it's just basically he got Nike. He brought Nike over, and that's where the collaboration came from, for real.
Oh, okay.
But that's funny coming from somebody like Colin Cowherd, who makes everything about himself also and shit, like fucking clown. I don't know how you can even listen to that dude. He got a fucking lisp, you know. I fucking hate that shit. I hate that I hate it, honestly. Because there's nothing wrong with having a lisp, you know. It's just, he's just so irritating. And then he just did the cable catcher.
Okay.
Y'all see this shit about the motherfucking, the genetically engineered chicken or lab-grown chicken or whatever the fuck they try and give us now?
Mm-mm.
They cultivating meat in the lab, and they about to start getting the FDA approval for it. It's the second. So this place called Good Meats Chicken. Pause. They got a no questions letter from the FDA. So I guess that means they're giving them the green. It's saying they're giving them the green light to try to get the approval from the FDA that niggas gonna eat that shit. To let niggas eat it.
Oh yeah.
Y'all fucking with it?
Yeah.
Nah. Hell no. I feel like they have to, like, tell you, right? They have to put it on the packaging or something. They better.
And I feel like they're going to make a way to where they don't got to.
It says... Oh, shit. It says with Jose Andres. That's crazy. The nigga from... Well, he got, like, mad restaurants in D.C. and shit. Actually, my sister's boyfriend worked at one of his restaurants. And he's a co-founder of this place. Good Meat. Pause. So it says, cultivated meat is derived from a small sample of animal cells which are fed nutrients and grown in steel vats before being processed into cuts of meat. Cultivated meat companies say the product provides environmental benefits because it will cut down on 14.5% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions from cow farts.
You know, I'm not really feeling this whole genetic GMO stuff, whatever. I also
you
saw.
Sure?
I'm not really feeling that, you know.
You rather, show me the type of bitches you like.
Huh?
You show me the type of bitches you like. I seen them.
That's different.
That's different.
Ah, you eating that meat, huh?
Yeah.
You biting them joints.
Yeah, not a GMO. Not a GMO, though. At least I know it's natural.
That's crazy.
I'll take that.
But the problem is, right? So they doing this. And say they say it's safe for people to eat, right? What they immediately gonna start doing? They gonna start selling this shit. Like, why not use that shit to, like, feed homeless motherfuckers?
Just because they say it's safe to eat doesn't mean it's safe to eat, though. The FDA.
I mean, yeah, no shit. But what I'm saying is that they're gonna immediately start to monetize it. That's the, you know.
That's their whole point.
Yeah, like, what? Y'all doing all this experiment shit and... And they said they've been selling in Singapore for 2 years now, since 2020.
Mm. Somebody got to be the crash dummy.
Yeah, you, nigga. I see you eat, nigga. You eat that shit. You faking.
But we all eat fast food, though. We all in this
together.
Yeah,
but...
It's a different level when you see me do it, right?
Nah. It's cool when they do it.
Exactly.
It's fuck a problem when I do it.
Fuck them. Because here's the thing, all the farmers and all that stuff around here, you can even go organic to get your meat. No homo.
Hey, yo. I mean, yeah, but that's, what does that mean? What does organic mean?
Okay, so. you could go to the local market.
No, tell me what organic means. What does organic mean?
It could be, in my definition, it could be as natural as possible. Whatever you mean natural in your terms is, whatever. But I'd rather go to a small town meat market, pause, and then get some quality meat. If you want to play that game, then
you're about to strike out, dog.
So all our listening followers, thank you. You know where I stand on that.
Yeah,
you know what meat I'm talking about. You know?
You got a strong emphasis on that joint. The eye ring rings.
Guns in the butter, baby.
We have the meats.
Arby's. Speaking of Arby's, that fish sandwich, all right.
Murdo. Yeah.
You'll eat an Arby's fish sandwich, but you won't eat the lab meat, huh? Where that fish come from? What kind of fish is that?
Came from the manufacturer.
How you know
somewhere.
That? How you know that fish wasn't made in a goddamn PetSmart cage?
Exactly, PetSmart.
Yeah. Same reason
that
why
was a gold prime goldfish meat.
Same reason why you was crushing the Roy Rogers fries.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not saying nothing about the lab meat either. I'm just saying that the goal is not to help people with that type of shit. The goal is for niggas to make more money. Like, they're not trying to, you know, solve any of the world's ills and all these starving people out here. And these niggas is in this lab spending billions of dollars to figure out how to create meat to sell.
True.
Shit is insane. Our thought process is backwards off the jump. And that's why shit is doomed. That's why you say, I don't think we're going to see World War III. It's going to happen. But it's probably going to be like 300 years or something from now, some wild shit. But that's what the root of it is, because niggas is just, you on that shit.
True.
Niggas want control.
Mm-hmm.
You got
I was reading head. About that Bimec or whatever it was, the oil joint. And it kind of makes sense, man. Like, the companies that they brought together has 42% of the world's population.
Yeah.
And they said they have 17... percent of power in the UN or whatever the case may be, what that is. Like, yeah, fuck it, man. Don't let them white people have all the fucking power. Because if you notice, them is all very brown countries that you named and shit. So, yeah, fuck it, man. Like you said, it's cool when they do it. Problem when I do it.
Fuck them. And that's when they go super electric on niggas.
Exactly.
That's what they trying to get niggas to do already.
Shout out to my man Finesse 2 times, John. You started a trend with that.
You still rocking with him? You sent that picture to the group chat.
Yeah, the boots was crazy, though.
You making sure?
Yeah,
What, he had some kinky boots on?
Nah, he had the Mario boots on.
Oh, the red joints.
But they were pink.
Just pink.
Oh, he made his own.
That pink outfit was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's cool when they do it.
Crazy shit. Crazy.
You already know, man.
Yeah, but that's the fashion industry. Even my man Pusha T had this mashing socks on.
That's a big game, man.
It was. Shout out to my man Chut. He was like, man, your man Pusha T, he showed me the picture. He said, only time we did mashing socks was in football. I said, after that, we ain't matching nothing. I said, that's true. That was crazy, though. So, I still rock with his music, though. I'm still going to have it on Tidal on the iTunes.
Still fucking with it?
Yeah. Shout out to my man, Spurro. I was cranking that West Side Gun. You already know. He was like, man, my man Spurro said, should have known you was going to play that West Side Gun, though. I fucks with it, though.
Oh, so you like, you did linking with the homies. That's what you went down there, he said, right?
When?
Did you say you went to North Carolina or something? Or?
No. When I went to North Carolina, I went to go visit my dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but Spurro, yeah. When I got my iPhone, I texted in the group chat that, this West Side Gun track I was listening to.
Oh, your bubble probably switched colors on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Niggas was just like, niggas threw a party and shit. God, niggas.
Spurro was like, you threw me off, chill.
I'm gay with this iPhone shit. Yeah. So you was the only one that had the Android?
Hey, literally,
I was getting switched the bubble up.
Hey, yo, one thing I noticed about my transition about being an iPhone user is... it was a transition, yo, because you get... Hey, it was a lot of that's jokes because you have an Android phone.
That'd be like, dog, like, I went from fucking Nextel to iPhone, so, like, that's all I know. So, like, if I went to the fucking... that would be like a fucking transition, no bullshit.
Yeah, so... Holy shit. My transitions were going well.
Hey, yo, what's happening? Stop saying that.
I feel you. That does sound a little.
Yeah, man. That means something different these days. Yeah.
You're right, yo.
Yeah.
You're right.
Somebody might
be learning the iPhone.
Yeah.
Be more specific. Steps.
Somebody might turn the pod on in the middle. All of a sudden, you talking about transition and shit. Niggas gonna have to rewind and shit.
You know
like,
what
the fuck did I
said
miss?
That was going on society. We do have to watch that word now.
Nah, you ain't gotta watch it. You just gotta be more clear with your words. You gotta be more specific with what you're saying.
Well,
transition means something else now.
Well, going from Android to Apple products. You got to learn how to screenshot different. Like, I had to get a whole tutorial to my man B to how to, you know, screenshot.
Excuse me. Word.
One thing I do like is I have Siri. I can say, hey, Siri, play music. And next, you know, it plays it on my Bluetooth.
This nigga here.
And you know it's the Bud Light speaker.
This nigga.
And you know it's the Bud Light speaker from the DR.
Ridiculous, yo. Yeah. This nigga bought a fucking speaker that is a Bud Light bottle.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you brought it over here one time. Yeah.
Like, why?
Shit lit.
It's not. It's not lit at all.
They got the cans now. They got the tall cans.
That shit is ridiculous. You are funny, man. Hey, Siri, play music. Just whatever music. Just anything.
Bud.
Shit, stop playing fucking Chubby Checker. Oh, man. It's only one chill, man.
And you know that.
Only one Chilly Willy, yeah.
One and only.
You know, dog. Appreciate everybody. Anybody new, anybody old.
Keep kicking it.
Hell yeah. You already know, man. Drink watch water.
And don't forget to monitor how you say transition, because
what type of transition, brother? Like, what's going on? Do we need to have a sit down in the pod, or you know, like it's all good? If that's
we here
for sure. No matter what, make sure.
And definitely don't forget to
smoke weed every day.